I don't know, Rob, what do you think? Weren't they a lot louder in Fellowship Hall last week? Seemed to me there was a lot more jumping around and stuff. I don't know. Okay. Well, hey, Shelley, how are you? Shelley, our youth director, has been gone all week at Synod School. It's good to have you back.
It's good to be back, Mike.
You know, since you weren't here, you probably didn't hear about my terrible misfortune this past week.
No, Mike, what happened?
Well, my uncle died.
Oh, that's bad.
No, that's good.
How come?
Well, when he died, he left me $1 million.
Oh, that's good.
No, that's bad.
How come?
Well, when the IRS was through with me, I only had about $25,000 left.
That's bad.
No, that's good.
How come?
Well, I went on eBay and I found a used airplane for $25,000. And then I learned how to fly it on a YouTube video.
Well, that's good.
No, that's bad.
How come?
Well, I was flying upside down the other day. And I fell out of the darn thing.
Well, that's bad.
No, that's good.
How come?
Well, when I looked down, I saw this big old haystack right underneath me.
Well, that's good.
No, that's bad.
How come?
Well, when I got a little closer, I saw this pitchfork sticking out and pointing right at me.
Ooh, well, that's bad.
No, that's good.
How come?
Well, I missed the pitchfork.
Well, that's good.
No, that's bad.
How come?
Because I missed the haystack, too. You know, sometimes things aren't always as they appear. But all things, good and bad, show us just how much God loves us and cares about us. Sometimes things that seem to be bad in our lives actually, through God, turn out to be good things. Or maybe the better way to say that is that God can take the bad times and the bad things and the bad events in our life and make something good out of them. And that is God's promise to us. And kids, I hope you all remember that that was the bottom line in this past week, that God will be with us no matter what we face. So I want to talk about a couple of the stories. You heard the kids say what some of their favorite stories were, so I want you to just kind of follow along with me. Now, kids, I know you normally don't get to talk during sermons, right? That's always a bad thing, but today I am giving you permission to talk during sermon. But your parents cannot talk. So I want to play a game of good and bad with you, and I want to start with the story of Israel. Right now, Israel went down to Egypt because there was no food in Israel. Israel, the nation, were the people. And they were there for 400 years and had a good life. But then a Pharaoh came up who did not love them and made them into slaves. You think that was good or bad? That was very bad, but maybe not. Because God heard their cries and promised to help them. Do you think that was good? Yeah, maybe, but maybe it was bad too, because he needed someone to help. And so Moses was born. Do you think that's good? Maybe, but Pharaoh knew all about the plan and wanted to kill all those little babies, so Moses' mom had to hide him by putting him in a basket in the river. Do you think that's a good thing, to put a baby in a basket in the river? No, that sounds like a really bad idea. Would you like your mom or dad to do that to you? No. But it turned out to be a good thing. Who knows why it turned out to be a good thing? Because who found Moses? That's right, Pharaoh's daughter found Moses, which was a good thing, which means Moses got to grow up in Pharaoh's own house. And ultimately, Moses was able to lead God's people out of slavery and into freedom. And everything was going really well until the people started to get a little... Well, do you ever whine when you're hungry? Who whines when they're hungry? How about when you're thirsty? Who says, oh, And I know even adults do it too, right? It's like, oh, I'm so hungry and thirsty, right? Well, that's what God's people did. And they got tired of being in the wilderness, and they whined and they complained. They even made an idol to worship instead of God. And so for 40 years, they wandered in the wilderness with Moses leading them. Finally, Moses died. Think that's good or bad? Bad. Who's going to lead them? Well, God raises up someone called who? Joshua, to lead the people. That's right. And it's time for them to go into the promised land after all that time. But what happens when they get right near the promised land? What's in their way? The Jordan River. Not only was it a river, but it was at flood stage. Now, who went down and looked at the Missouri River the past couple of weeks when it was flooding? Did you see how high it was and how much junk was in the water? There were all kinds of trees and stuff, and it was moving really fast. Would you go swimming in that water? No. That was a bad thing that they got to that river and they couldn't cross it. So what did God tell Joshua to tell the people to do? He told them to just go walk into the water. Do you think that's a good thing or a bad thing? I think that's a bad thing. I would not have walked into that Missouri River a couple of weeks ago. Well, frankly, I'm never going to walk into the Missouri River, but I certainly wouldn't do it a couple of weeks ago, right? Walk into that river. That is a bad thing. What happened when they touched the water? It just kind of scrolled up, rolled up to either side, and the people walked through to the promised land. And that is a very good thing. They got through the Jordan River, no problem. Now, if we go forward a little further, we come up to the story today about Naaman. Naaman was a very famous man, a general in the country of Syria, which is right next to Israel. Is that a good thing to be a big and important person? Sure, that's a really good thing. I'd like to be a big, important person. But maybe it wasn't such a good thing because he came down with a terrible, terrible, terrible disease. A very, very bad disease called leprosy. And this disease is so bad that you have to leave your family. So he would have to leave his wife. You know it's coming, John. And his children. And go live by himself. You think that's a good thing? Would you like to leave your family and have to live by yourself? No, that's a very bad thing. Very, very bad. Or was it? Because he had a servant. And what did his servant tell him? Now, who is listening to the story? What did his servant tell him? She said, that's right, that there was someone in Israel who could heal him. That is a very good thing, because all of you people who have these dots on your head, you need one too, Lloyd. All of these people who have dots on their heads, you don't want that dot forever, I think, right? So off he goes to Israel, and he shows himself to the king of Israel, and he says, here I am, heal me. Did the king think that was a good thing in Israel? No, the king thought he was trying to pick a fight with him, right? And that is not a good thing at all. And the king said, who is going to do something about this? Because I am not God. I can't, you need one too, Julie. I can't heal this person. And who shows up on the scene? Elisha, the one with the SH, not the one with the J. Elisha shows up on the scene and says, king, have no fear. I will heal Naaman. Send him to me. Think that's a good thing? Yep. Or was it? When Naaman gets to Elisha's house, does he even come outside? No, he doesn't even go see this big important man. He just sends his servant out and says, oh, go tell him to wash in the Jordan River 7 times and he'll be fine. Was Naaman happy about that? No. He thought a big important man like me, this Elisha guy should come outside and see me and wave his hand over my spot. I hope that didn't hurt. And make it go away. And he goes away angry. He says, wash in this nasty Jordan River? Back home, we have much better rivers than that nasty Jordan River I could have washed. What does his servant say to him? He says, why not go ahead and try it? And so Naaman does it. He goes and washes himself in the Jordan River. How many times? 7 times. And what happens? He's healed. The rest of you have to take your own dots off. I'm not taking them all back off. And he is healed. That is a very, 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 very good thing. So, can you think of a time in your life when something happened that seemed really, really, really bad, but it turned out to be something good? Can anyone think of a time like that? That at the moment you were very unhappy or sad or scared because it seemed bad, but it really turned out to be a good thing. Something that God could use to bring good out of bad. That happens so many times in our lives in so many different ways. Now, the way the Apostle Paul puts it is the way you heard it in Bible school. He says, for all the promises of God find their yes in him. And that comes from 2 Corinthians. Can you all say that? For all the promises of God find their yes in him. Although, kids, I think the way you heard it or learned it was what? Through him we say amen. That's right. That's another way to say that. What are some of the things that God promises to us? Now, kids, you were in Bible school all week. What do you think, Ian? He promises us eternal life? Absolutely. Anyone else? What are some of the things God promises us? All right, adults, this is your chance. What are some of the things God promises us? To always love us as ourselves. That's right. Anything else? What are some of the things God promises us? That God will forgive us, absolutely. That all we have to do is ask. Anyone else? That God will be with us no matter what, even in leprosy, even in a basket in the river, even, I don't know, trying to cross a flooded river, that God will always be with us. Those are some of those things that God promises us in Christ that we find and say amen to. But there's still one more day we have to talk about. Maybe the worst day ever. And that was the day that Jesus died. Do you think that was a good day or a bad day? Bad. Oh, yeah, that was a bad day. A very, very bad day. Or was it? Because is that the end of the story? Thank you. No, that was not the end of the story, right? Because 3 days later, God raises Jesus from the dead that we also would have eternal life, that we would be forgiven. And so even what seemed like the most awfulest, terriblest, isn't there a book like that, the most awful, terrible, how does, horrible, right? Even the most worstest, baddest, horriblest, terriblest day in God turns out to be the best day ever. And so, what is that verse that we always remember? Through him we say amen. Through Christ, all of God's promises come true. And through Christ, even our worstest, baddest, most horriblest days can be good. Amen.